It's 73 degrees in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. One of Metro Nashville's top officials is retiring amid a federal investigation and allegations he misused his position in the government. The Nashville Banner was the first to report that federal law enforcement executed a search warrant at a Metro Water office in July. It then found that the agency's assistant director, John Honeysucker, was the subject under scrutiny. He's also been in hot water with Metro after he was accused of lying about why his government phone was missing. It had been seized by the FBI. The Banner obtained thousands of pages of documents and a charge letter from Metro, which alleges Honeysucker routinely engaged in inappropriate relationships with real estate developers. The letter says Honeysucker used his Metro email account to conduct private business, communicate with developers that he was in business with, advocate on their behalf before Metro departments, and facilitated approvals, resolved permitting issues, or otherwise influenced government processes. Honeysucker told the Banner that relationship building with developers was part of his job. A Middle Tennessee parent says a black student in Wilson County schools was unfairly targeted because of her hairstyle. Kate Cortolu, a special education advocate, says one of the families she works with recently made the allegation. The mother says a teacher told her daughter to remove her headband. A school official then sent the daughter's mother an email saying she was violating dress code. Cortolu spoke before the Wilson County School Board last night, saying that a teacher mistakenly determined the student was wearing a bonnet rather than a headband.
A bonnet covers the entire head. A headband does not. Confusing them reveals ignorance about black hair care, and that ignorance combined with vague policy and the power to enforce it is exactly how discrimination happened with or without intent.
Cortolu also wrote an op-ed in the Tennessean stating that black students are more likely to be disciplined for dress code violations than white kids. Wilson County School Board member Joseph Padella responded via Facebook. He demanded that Cortolu provide proof of discrimination in the school district. At the meeting, the board did not respond to Cortolu's comments. Renovations to Tennessee's state capitol are nearing completion. The state is hoping to finish in time for the inauguration of our next governor in January and before lawmakers return to Nashville the same month. The Capitol building opened in 1859. Crews have been replacing windows, doors, and portions of the roof because of broken gutters. A bronze statue of David Crockett and two of his hunting dogs will also be unveiled on the Capitol grounds. His statue will replace the one for Edward Carmack, which was toppled during protests 6 years ago. Carmack was a politician and newspaper editor at the turn of the 20th century who endorsed lynchings of black men. The statue was erected after he was shot and killed by the son of one of his rivals. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.